Good morning, sir.
Oh.
Good morning, sir.
No, 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 no.
Sir?
No, not a good morning at all. Blasted awful morning. Too loud, too bright, too awake.
Ah, in that case, sir, I trust that the evening's activities were exuberant.
Exuberant? Exuberant, that's one way of putting it. I tell you, I was the very model of restraint, Jeeves, enjoying the evening in a calm, civilized, controlled manner, when cats meet Potter Purbright. He's going to get a piece of my mind, Jeeves. It's just as soon as I've been comatose for a few more days.
If I may, sir, I believe this restorative may aid your recovery without necessitating your unconsciousness.
Oh, I doubt it. With all due respect, I think this one might be beyond even you, and I'd rather not experience the associated discomfort your restoratives induce.
Perhaps, sir. However, on this occasion, I have ensured its potency.
How comforting. Fine, pass it over, Jeeves. The sooner I get it down the hatch, the sooner I can crawl back into bed.
Very good, sir.
Jeeves, that has quite the kick.
I trust it has had the desired effect.
The desired effect? The desired effect? I should say so, Jeeves. In fact, I'm not sure when I've ever felt better. I feel as though I could climb a polar bear or fight a mountain. I could do anything. I could sail the seven seas, or walk a tightrope, or brush my teeth until they shone great beams of light, blinding all who pass by.
Ah.
Ah. Ah? Ah. Ah? What ah, Jeeves? Why ah? What is the meaning of this ah of which you speak? Hmm?
I fear I may have overestimated the potency required. It may be advisable for you to lie down for a little while, sir.
Lie down? Why, the whole point of me drinking that marvellous medicine was so that I didn't have to lie down. Oh, we should go forth into the world together, you and I, and fight injustice wherever we see it. Those with the temerity to cross us will soon regret it.
Telegram for Bertram Worcester.
That's me! Hello!
Thank you.
Good day.
A telegram? This is just the break in the case we've been waiting for. It's going to bust the whole thing wide open. Who's it from?
It appears to be from Mrs. Travers. Are you sure you wouldn't prefer to rest in the shade for a time, sir?
Stop talking such nonsense and read the communique. What does my dear Aunt Dahlia have to say?
Very well, sir.
Must meet immediately.
Stop.
Matter of the utmost importance.
Stop.
I must say, Jeeves, your impersonation is spot on. Been practicing in the bathroom?
I believe it is what they call a natural gift.
Gift doesn't come close. It's uncanny. Anyway, please continue.
Matter of the utmost importance.
Stop.
Come to Baron's Park at earliest convenience or inconvenience.
Stop.
We'll explain on arrival.
Stop.
Don't you think we ought to tell him what's going on?
Shut up, spink bottle.
Stop.
No, you cretinous operator, that isn't part of the message.
Stop.
Oh, never mind.
Stop.
Gussie? What on earth is old Gussie Finknottle doing with Aunt Dahlia? My good aunt's opinion of him has hardly ever been favourable.
It does seem highly unusual that Mrs. Travers would freely choose to associate with Mr. Finknottle.
Perhaps there's a clue as to what's going on in the remainder of the telegram.
I fear not, sir. It simply ends with...
Come at once.
Stop.
Do not delay.
Stop.
Well then, who am I to argue with an imperious aunt? Come along, Jeeves! The game's afoot!
Isn't it ready yet?
Mrs. Travers, this is a highly intricate piece of machinery. One slight miscalculation, one slight misalignment, and calamity could ensue. Calamity!
Well, I am holding you personally responsible for my nephew's safety. If anything were to happen to him, well, let's just say it wouldn't bode well for you.
I would never dream of doing anything to endanger old Bertie. The thought that I'd be the cause of any injury to him, I'd sooner take the risk myself.
Ha! I'm certainly not sending you. This sort of adventuring calls for an unquestioning nephew, not a mute fancier named Spinkbottle.
Finknottle.
Whatever.
Just one last adjustment. There. All done. Now we just need Bertie.
Where is that blasted nephew of mine? I'm beginning to wonder if I should have been a bit more persuasive in that telegram. The young blot does so enjoy dragging his feet, but a bit of blackmail normally prods him into action.
Oh, I'm sure he'll turn up. Bertie would never dream of letting down his dear own aunt, nor an old school chum. Oh, there he is now.
Bertie! What bloody time do you call this?
Hello, aged relative. A pleasure to see you too. And Gussie! Always a pleasure to see an old school chum, but not quite the company I'd expect you to keep.
Hello, Bertie. I must say this whole situation is a bit of a surprise to me as well. Your Aunt Dahlia has never been one to take an interest in my newts before. But here we are, about to break ground in the world of newty science.
Newts, you say? Tell me more.
I say, Bertie, you've never normally shown an interest in my newts before. Usually whenever I mention them, you get that glazed over look.
Ah, but today is a new day, full of possibilities, full of wonder, full of newts. The newts! Tell me about the newts.
Oh, they're such fascinating creatures, aren't they? Did you know that newts are aquatic amphibians of the family Salamandridae, although not all aquatic salamanders are considered newts?
I see!
What in the blazes has happened to you? I had imagined it impossible for you to become even more mentally deficient, yet here you are, jabbering on about newts with Spinkbottle.
If I may, ma'am, I fear I must be held accountable on this occasion. Owing to private frivolities, it was necessary to supply Mr. Worcester with a restorative. Regrettably, I underestimated its effect.
Well, I couldn't give two hoots about newts and salamanders. It's what Gussie can do with the newts that interests me.
I do think senility might have finally caught up with you, dear aunt. What can Gussie possibly do with newts that would interest you?
Listen carefully, you young blot, and see if you can wrap your head around this most simple of explanations. Your good friend Spinkbottle...
Finknottle.
Spinkbottle here has created a time machine. Using it, we, and by we I mean you, can travel back a few centuries, pick up some silver, and return to the present day, where it'll instantly become a priceless antique.
And I suppose that if you were to give such an antique to Uncle Tom, he might just be willing to continue funding your little periodical.
Your powers of deduction astound me, Bertie.
Forgive the interruption, but how exactly will the newts allow you to travel through time?
I'm glad you asked, Jeeves. As I'm sure you know, all newts share a bond that transcends time and space. By selecting an appropriate collection of texts, we can focus that bond towards a particular destination.
Fascinating! What literary delights do we have today?
Well, I thought some Shakespeare would do the trick. That should put you around about the start of the 17th century.
Where on earth did you get so many copies of 17th century manuscripts?
That's not important right now. What is important is that you'll be quite careful who you get close to. Wouldn't want you picking up any of the old Black Death, you know.
The Black Death? How exciting! One more question, if I might. Where exactly is this time machine of yours?
You're standing right next to it.
You mean the telephone box? Clever disguise, what? Although I must admit, this all seems a little far-fetched. What do you make of it, Jeeves?
It does seem somewhat fanciful, sir. However, Mr. Finknottle's expertise in these matters far exceeds my own, and he has often proved himself to be most learned in such matters. I would not dismiss his claims out of hand.
Gosh, thanks, Jeeves.
Right then, whiz back in time, find some silver, whiz back. What could be easier? Let's go! Come along, Jeeves.
Sir?
I can't very well go travelling through time on my own.
But sir, if I understand correctly, then we will be the first to try this contraption.
Exactly! We'll be pioneers!
Yes, sir. But suppose the device does not operate exactly as intended. Suppose one's arm ends up in the Middle Ages, or my leg is sent to the dawn of time, or your head appears in a bowl of soup next Tuesday.
Oh, Jeeves, don't tell me you're afraid. Scared of time travel? What a silly phobia.
I give you my personal assurance that nothing will go wrong, Jeeves.
Very well, sir.
Now then, if you'll just dial 1602, you should be transported instantly to the past.
1602. Well, I must say that 1602 doesn't look as impressive as I was expecting.
Oh, I wonder what could have gone wrong.
How deeply unfortunate. But since the time machine appears to be non-operational, there's no need to keep trying.
I suppose it could just be...
Shh! What's that?
What's what? I don't hear anything.
Shh!
Quiet, Joey Decimal!
It's overdue! There it was again!
It would appear to be getting closer.
Get him!
Oh my God, they found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Run for it, Bertie! Who do you think? The librarians.
What do the librarians want with you?
Where do you think I got all those manuscripts from? They wanted me to build them a bookcase, so I took their manuscripts and, in turn, I gave them a shoddy bookcase full of used pinball machine parts. I have to hide. They'll never look in a phone box.
I'm certainly not hanging around. Budge over, spink bottle.
Hush!
This
doesn't
belong here!
Quiet! You can't do that! Well then, Jeeves, it's up to us!
Yes, sir.
Any ideas, Jeeves?
Yes, sir. I believe we may find these water pistols useful.
Capital thinking! On three!
Yes, sir.
Three! See? Nothing to worry about, Gussie. Gussie? Dash it, where has that newt fancier gotten to now? Aunt Dahlia seems to have scarpered too. Well, I'm sure they'll turn up. Time for a spot of lunch, I think.
Very good, sir.
Bertie? Is it safe yet?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Get moving.
Me? But there might still be librarians out there. You can't make me.
Well...
Oh! You pushed me! You pushed me, Mrs. Travers! I simply cannot abide being... Oh, goodness.
What's that meant to mean? Can I get out yet? I'm starting to get a cramp.
I suppose so.
Good. Good Lord! What did those librarians do to the park? If I didn't know any better, I'd say we were in the middle of a dirty little street. Filled with smells. Bad smells. What the devil is going on?
I don't think the librarians did anything, Mrs. Travers. I think the time machine did work, after all. It just needed a little time to warm up. Newts can be a bit shy sometimes.
You mean to say this is 1602?
So it would seem. We also appear to be slightly spatially displaced. Fascinating.
You blundering idiot! We weren't meant to go back in time ourselves!
Oh, yes, indeed. I'll dial us back to the future.
Wait just one moment. Now that we're here, we may as well take advantage of the situation. You've been blathering on about the scientific potential of this bucket of bolts for weeks. Well, now's your chance to fulfill that potential.
And I suppose you'll be keeping an eye out for any silver that happens to be lying around?
I might. But there's certainly no silver around here. The rats suggest that this isn't exactly the most upmarket part of town. Let's ask those two ladies where we can find some more respectable establishments.
Hold on.
Oh, what's the matter now?
We can't just go talking to all and sundry, and stealing everything that isn't nailed down.
Yes, yes, I'll make sure they don't have the Black Death before speaking to any strangers.
It's not just that, Mrs. Travers. We need to avoid interacting with people at this time as much as possible. We need to keep our visibility and profile to a minimum. If we change the past, the consequences could be dire. Dire! We need to be careful, quiet, discreet. Perhaps it would be better if I did the talking.
I can be discreet.
Someone else is coming. Duck down.
A pox upon the Queen! I must rid Scotland of the English menace once and for all. But how can I, Macbeth, possibly face down the corpulent strength of the English throne?
No, Mary. You can't say that.
And who might these two women folk be? They look mighty familiar. Let us watch them closely, so that we might learn their game.
My goodness, that was a fun show, Mary.
Oh yes, Judith. All that plotting, deceit and murder. Good honest fun. How lucky we were to see a sneak preview. What was your favourite bit?
My favourite bit? Oh, let me think. That Macbeth was certainly glorious to behold. At least, until he started getting a little homicidal. Not husband material.
Who do these two wenches know of me? What trickery is this?
I think, though, my favourite bit was the witches.
Oh, yeah, the witches. When shall we three meet again, in thunder, lightning, or in rain?
Yes, very good.
Aha! Foul witches! You cannot deceive me. Your kind is a stain upon the land, spreading lies, disease, misery. For the good of all, I should slay you where you stand.
Oh, hello.
I say, your face looks familiar. Wait, Mary. Look at the twitchy eyes. Is it?
It is. It's the one who was playing Macbeth. It must be your lucky day, Judith. Weren't you just saying how saucy he is?
He seemed taller last night.
Silence! Where's the other one?
Other one what?
Don't play games with me. The other of your coven.
Does he actually think we're witches?
Perhaps he's practicing. Play along.
She's on a toilet break. A very long toilet break. Won't be back for hours. Bad dinner.
Well then, you two will have to do. Here is my ultimatum. Either you help me seize the throne and rid the land of the stench of Queen Elizabeth, or I will run you through.
Are you sure he's acting? He seems very convincing.
He's an actor. He's meant to be convincing. Very well, Macbeth. We shall do as you ask. We shall bring forth... What do witches bring forth?
Newts!
Newts.
A plague of newts.
Newts, newts, they'll fall from the sky, crawl under your bed, they'll bore through your eyes and eat up your head.
Newts, newts, open a book and they'll be there on the page. Give them the wrong look and they'll attack in a rage.
And who exactly are newts going to help me?
Well, you see, most people don't like newts. And when they start raining down on people's heads,
People will say I liked it better when there were not newts raining down on my head.
Yes, yes, and then you say it must be punishment for the blasphemy of Queen Elizabeth. The only way to stop the newts raining down on your heads is to depose the Queen. And then maybe make me king for being so helpful in fixing the whole newt falling on head situation.
And you think this could work?
Yeah, why not?
Very well, but I warn you, any trickery on your part and you shall not draw another breath. Now, bring forth the plague of newts.
Here, newty, newty, newty.
Oh, my sandwich!
I liked it better when there were not newts raining down on my head.
Bloody hell!
Well done. I was wrong to doubt you. I shall not forget this deed. Now I must away, for my people await.
I didn't know you had such power over the weather.
Neither did I.
This is fascinating. I wonder why this event has never been recorded. You'd have thought at least one history textbook might have mentioned the great newt plague of 1602. The first step is to ascertain exactly how these two folk are culpable.
And how do you propose to do that?
Well, I'm going to ask them.
What about keeping a low profile? Keeping interaction to a minimum?
But science! Excuse me. I hope you don't mind me asking one or two questions. You see, I have rather an interest in newts.
Newts! Oh, God, the newts! They poured out of the kettle, they poured out of the bathtub, then they poured out from my sister's mouth, then they poured out from my mouth, then they poured from my sister's mouth into my mouth. It's the end of days. Run for your lives! Yeah.
Well, this is all most unsatisfactory. Something must be done.
And just who might you be?
'Tis I, Queen Elizabeth.
Your Majesty, I hope it's not too impertinent, but what brings you here? I wouldn't expect to find you in this part of London, especially not all on your own.
I am never alone when I am amongst my people. I enjoy mingling with them by disguising myself as a little old commoner who enjoys dressing up as the Queen. And by the way, it is too impertinent, so off with your head!
But I like my head.
Oh, fine, keep your head. I didn't want it anyway, really. Unless you have something to do with these newts. What do you know? What are you hiding from me? What aren't you telling me?
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing? You must know something, no matter how small. This only serves to further prove your guilt. Off with their heads!
Wait, him. He said something about newts.
Oh, did he?
Well, yes, that is to say, I have an interest in newts.
He admitted it, see? This is preposterous. How could we have possibly caused this?
Quite. This is clearly a freak ecological event, entirely unique, or at least undocumented, in the course of human history thus far.
These are the words of sorcery! You! And you!
We have names. I'm Mary and she's Judith.
Shut up! I'm deputising you as my personal guards. I shall preside over a trial to rid the world of these hellish fiends. Judith, bring me my throne at once!
Yes, Your Majesty.
Your acts of terror are over, witches! The cleansing flame will burn away your wickedness!
Quipes.
Fat lot of good you are in a crisis.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't much like the idea of being burnt at the stake.
Well then, start thinking of a way to get us out of this mess.
Oh, there is no way. The Queen seems determined to blame us for the newts. I wish I'd never invented that time machine. The time machine, of course.
What about it?
Well, all we have to do is write a letter to Bertie and Jeeves, telling them to find the time machine and travel back to rescue us.
Oh, right. Well, let me just go down to the post office. Oh, wait. We're about to be burned at the bloody stake.
Oh, but don't you see? Since they'll be travelling from the future, we don't need to send the letter right now. We can send the letter after we're freed.
But we can't be freed unless we send the letter. And we can only send the letter if we're freed. But we can send the letter after we're freed, even though the letter is what frees us. Spink bottle, you've broken cause and effect. See what you've done? I hate time travel.
What ho, Gussie, Aunt Dahlia? Quite the pickle you've gotten yourselves into.
And who might you be?
Your Majesty, I must admit surprise that our reputation does not precede us. We are Jeeves and Worcester, the finest witch hunters in all of England.
Witch hunters! Perfect! We've already captured two of the worst right here. We need to stop these pesky newts. Extract the information you need by any means.
Nothing would please me more, ma'am. However, I regret to inform you that these individuals are not the witches you seek.
They're not?
Indeed, ma'am. In fact, we have been tracking them for some time. Although we too initially suspected them of witchcraft, their worst crimes appear to be nothing more than the occasional petty theft, hardly worth the effort of execution.
Oh, and I was so looking forward to a nice witch trial. Very well, you're free to go.
Oh, jolly good.
Your throne, Your Majesty. Although, it's a little heavier than I was expecting.
Oh, it doesn't matter anymore. I... Whoa! What's that on my throne?
Ha! Foolish queen, leaving your throne unguarded. And now it is mine, and England falls under my dominion. Bow down to your king.
You're sitting on my chair! Who the hell are you?
Tis I, King Macbeth. Now get on with the kneeling.
I kneel to nobody, especially not this pretender.
Pretender? Who's the one sitting on the throne of England?
Ugh, that's not how it works, half-brain. Just because you parked yourself there doesn't make you the monarch.
My arse says otherwise.
Your arse hasn't been crowned, mate. Ever heard of a thing called a coronation? Never mind, I'll get rid of you myself.
Oh, my sword says otherwise too. Did I mention I have a sword? I have a sword. It's very pointy. Don't get too close. I'd hate to get blood all over my country.
My people will never stand for this.
Your people? Oh, how touching. Look around, Queenie. They're not your people anymore. I have promised to rid them of this newty menace while you sit around fondling handsome men. They want a leader of action, and now that's what they've got.
All hail, King Macbeth!
All hail!
All hail. My people have deserted me. All is lost. Oh, if I were but 30 years younger, I might have had the strength to fend off this insipid worm.
Chin up, old girl. It's not as bad as all that. Remember what that chappie said about being strong and moving planetary bodies and whatnot?
I believe you are referring to Tennyson's Ulysses. Though much is taken, much abides. And though we are not now that strength which in old days moved earth and heaven, that which we are, we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.
As delightful as it is to listen to Jeeves recite poetry, I get the feeling we should move along before the coup turns a touch bloody.
I say, I wasn't too hot on the old Tudor history, but I don't remember a King Macbeth.
Exactly. If we leave now, the future we return to may not be our own.
Did someone mention leaving? If you think any of you are going anywhere, you've got another thing coming, laddie.
Jolly good. Now what?
Jeeves, if you've been quietly hatching a plan, now might be an opportune moment to spring it.
Regrettably, sir, I have no plan to spring. I must admit this is a situation I was unable to anticipate.
You mean you're completely stumped, Jeeves?
I am afraid so, sir.
Oh, then all is lost. We're doomed, Bertie. Doomed. Doomed? Oh no, not doomed. Take heart, for while good men live, there shall be hope in the hearts of all.
And who are you meant to be?
'Tis I, Macbeth.
I say, what? How can there be two Macbeths?
You clot, they aren't really Macbeth. He's a fictional character.
Actually, Macbeth was a real king of the Scots, although I admit Shakespeare's representation of him strays somewhat from the truth.
Shut up, spink bottle.
Aunt Dahlia, flesh and blood or no, I really must object to your treatment of Gussie.
Thanks, Bertie.
My treatment? If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be in this mess.
As I seem to recall, this entire excursion has been at your behest.
If I may be so bold as to interject, might I suggest this particular discussion could be safely postponed until a more convenient moment? I believe there to be more pressing events.
Yes, like why we have two people claiming to be Macbeth.
It's really very simple. That there is Friday Night Macbeth, who Judith has really taken a bit of a fancy to, while the lump currently positioned on the throne is Thursday Night Macbeth, who is a bit too hammy for my taste.
Oh, that's the Macbeth I thought was saucy, not that old sack.
Enough of this wittering. Show your monarch the proper respect before I show you the guillotine.
Oh, Macbeth, haven't you learned anything from being repeatedly slaughtered by Macduff?
Yes, Macbeth, I've learnt that we were robbed to come so close to power, only to have it torn away from us. No more!
You are right, Macbeth. Take the throne.
You can't stop me, Macbeth. I...
Huh?
Take the throne. Be king. Just think of all the power you will have. All the responsibility. All the paperwork. How time-consuming running a country must be. Never again will you have the chance to tread the boards at the Globe, nor to sign autographs for your adoring fans. But I'm sure that's a sacrifice you're willing to make.
Well, I...
There are, after all, plenty of other actors to fill the void, to play the lead, to win plaudits from the critics.
Enough. You've made your point. Your throne, Your Majesty.
Right, well, most excellent. Now that that's dealt with, we just need to sort out these sodding newts.
'Twas these witches who called them forth. Your work is done now, witches. Send them back from whence they came.
Oh no, that wasn't actually us.
That was just a coincidence.
Then from what dark place do these beasts spring forth?
I've been thinking about that. As you're all aware, newts share a bond that transcends time and space. When we travel back in time, we must have accidentally attracted all manner of newts, focusing newts from across the world and across the years into this one time and place.
So you're saying that the time machine has been acting as an enormous newty magnet?
That explains why the newts appeared shortly after our arrival.
Exactly.
Righto, but we can hardly spend the rest of our days shuttling these newts back to their proper place in history.
Fortunately, I don't think that would be necessary. If we simply use the time machine to travel forwards back to our point of origin, it should reverse the polarity of the newt-run flow, restoring the newts to their original location in the space-time continuum.
You mean you can rid us of these troublesome newts?
Indeed, ma'am. If your majesty could vacate the area for your own safety, we shall begin the procedure imminently.
Splendid. Now... Two Macbeths. What could I possibly do with two Macbeths? Come along.
Well, I suppose it's back home for us.
Let us know if you're ever in these parts again. I've never had such excitement.
Dial her up, Gussie!
Already on it, old chum.
Hold on, I still don't have any silver.
Given the impact we have already had, ma'am, it may be unwise for us to tarry any further.
Oh, I suppose you're right.
Well, here we are, back in the 20th century.
I must say, this time travel lark is a remarkably smooth ride.
And rather invigorating, too. I wonder what sort of silver the Romans have.
Bertie! Bertie! Is it you?
Who the devil are you?
'Tis I, Queen Elizabeth III.
I say, what ho?
Never mind what ho, it's about your children. There's no time to explain. Come with me.